Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Ring the Bell. This episode's going to be a big one for you. We're going to be talking about some fallout after Vince McMahon's lawsuit controversy of last week, and we're going to be talking about who Cody Rhodes should choose to face in the main event of WrestleMania 40. Stay tuned, because this is Ring the Bell.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring the Bell!
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dilly, and welcome to another episode of Ring the Bell, a pro wrestling podcast. It's never a dull week in pro wrestling. This week was a little bit slower as far as news goes, but after the whole Vince McMahon fiasco of last week, that's not really surprising. News has kind of died down a little bit, but we still got a good show to put on for you guys this week. So before we get underway, let me just get some plugs out of the way. So follow me on social media, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all at ThisIsDilly. Go to w.gg, use the code ThisIsDilly at checkout to save 10%. And I've also been playing through the SmackDown vs. Raw games on my Dilly Plays channel. Very fun stuff going back. We're playing the John Cena Road to WrestleMania currently. As you're listening to this today, this Friday, I have actually put out the final episode of that playthrough. So you can go back and watch the entire John Cena Road to WrestleMania start to finish, as well as a couple other Road to WrestleManias I have on the channel. I even have some other gameplay, like I played through the entirety of Ultimate Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2, have a little bit of some Fallout stuff on there. I think I have some other wrestling stuff too. I have so much on that channel. It's definitely worth checking out. Links in the description and on all of my social media platforms. But with all of that out of the way, let's get right into the news. I did not mean to Keemstar there. My bad. So we are doing the
Wrestling News and Rumors of the Week.
I hope I added an echo there just to add emphasis to this segment. So there's only a couple things we really have to talk about. I tried to stay away from a lot of the Vince McMahon talk this week. That was last week's episode. People are still talking about it, still buzzing about it. And of course, there's still a couple things like Fallout related, you know, things that have come out of the case that are newsworthy that I will have to be covering. But I'm going to start off with some things that I find a little better to talk about that aren't Vince McMahon related entirely. So the first thing we're going to be talking about is Pat McAfee. So if you guys watched the Royal Rumble this past weekend, or I guess the weekend before, if it's Friday now. Anyway, if you watched Royal Rumble 2024, you noticed that Pat McAfee came out at the beginning of the show and he was doing commentary the entire show. So great to have Pat McAfee back. As mentioned last week on the show, Kevin Patrick was released. He wasn't very good. We need somebody good to step in. So we got the commentary team of Pat McAfee and Michael Cole back at it once again. And this is a permanent for now change. Pat McAfee is officially back in WWE. He will be commentating Monday Night Raw from here on out. He said he's hopped back to the booth last night for Monday Night Raw and Saturday for the Royal Rumble. Haven't done it in like a year or so. I'm gonna have to relearn the beats and flows of what's happening, he said. So clearly, you know, it's been a while since he's been doing this commentary. I think it's been, God, I know he's done it like sporadically here and there. Like, I think he did SummerSlam last year, but he was out for a bit more or less. So he's definitely learning. He's coming back into it, but he's a mainstay now. He is going to be doing every Monday Night Raw, which is great. So Corey Graves and Wade Barrett are reportedly set to be the new commentary team for SmackDown, whereas Michael Cole and Pat McAfee. I don't know. I was going to call him Kevin Patrick. Like, nope, not him. He's not there no more. Michael Cole and Pat McAfee back on Monday Night Raw, where they belong. Very good stuff there. Obviously, if you've heard Pat McAfee on commentary, you'd know he is probably one of the, if not the most entertaining commentator they've had in years. So very good. Obviously, Cole plays the straight man. He plays the funny guy. It works really well. Pat McAfee gets it. I mean, you know, I'm happy to have him back, to say the very least. So, other WWE news. Andrade is now back in the fold, of course, returning at the Royal Rumble, like I called. I'm just going to say this right now before I get into the rest of the news and rumors. I'm just going to say this right now. I got Rumble entirely right. 100% I got it right. I kind of want to pull up my document just to prove how fucking right I was. Ring the bell number 3. Okay, so I predicted surprise entrance for the men's and women's Rumble. I got one of the men's entrants, right? But I was very hesitant on, like, all of them because I didn't expect there to be many big surprises. I was right about Andrade. I called him coming back. There we go. In the women's Money in the Bank, I called Liv Morgan coming back. I called Jade Cargill getting in the mix, and I called Naomi coming back. That's three out of the five that I had chosen. Obviously, Sasha Banks and Mickey James didn't show up. Oh, well. For the men's U.S. title match, I had Logan Paul who won, had Roman Reigns winning, had Jade Cargill winning the Rumble, but I had two picks for each. I had Jade or Bayley. Bayley won, duh. And then I had Cody or Punk. Cody won, duh. Just wanted to get that out of the way. I fucking ran that shit. I did so good on those predictions. But anyway, back to the news and rumors. Andrade back in WWE, returning at the Royal Rumble. He has officially signed to Monday Night Raw. He's officially a member of the Raw roster. Whereas in that same segment where it's announced he was signed to Raw, Bron Breakker is also apparently going to SmackDown. Nick Aldis pulled his phone and was like, I gotta talk to Bron Breakker. So Bron Breakker likely coming to SmackDown after the impressive showing he had at the Rumble. That's great fucking news. Bron Breakker is the future of this business. I hate the fact that his name has two K's in it. His singlets are growing on me. I kind of am getting behind them. They're a little goofy, a little silly goofy, but he's not, you know, overly terrible. He's actually a decent worker, and it's great. He's very refreshing. He's definitely new. He's not like anything that we've really been accustomed to in the past. And hey, I don't watch NXT anymore. I used to watch it when it was the black and gold brand. They're doing that again now, but 2.0 came and it's like, what the fuck is that? Since I think before COVID, actually, I think that's probably when I stopped watching. I might have watched a little bit going into COVID, but NXT kind of turned into like what The Walking Dead turned into. Like, it was great, and then Negan showed up, and like that was peak. It was so good, and then it just kind of fell off after that. Like, they had their crescendo when Gargano and Ciampa finished their feud. Like, that was really it. That was the big boom. I mean, obviously, it had some other stuff mixed in there. I can't discount, like, you know, I don't know the timelines very well. I'm not saying Ciampa and Gargano was the only reason to watch back then. Obviously, like, Undisputed Era was amazing. Adam Cole was amazing. Velveteen Dream was amazing. I know we don't talk about him anymore because he's, you know, the kitty diddler, giggity. or he's not, if you believe the bullshit he spews talking to Chris Van Vliet. Yeah. Troubled man is Patrick Clark. Lars Sullivan was great in NXT. Oh, he didn't do anything. He didn't really get canceled. He left because he had like mental health stuff going on because people found out he did gay porn. There's nothing wrong with gay porn. Everybody likes the big dudes slamming meat. That's why we watch wrestling, you know? It's the same thing, same principles. NXT was good. Not anymore. Hasn't been for a long time. But it's exciting to see the new talent coming through. A lot of them are not great. But who was it at the Rumble? I think she just got called up recently. One of the... Was it Alba Fyre, maybe? Let me go fucking look at a picture of her. I think she was indie darling for a bit. Yeah, Kaylee Ray, Alba Fyre. Holy shit, she was amazing in the Rumble. She did so fucking good. And she came from NXT. You know, good NXT people can happen. Bron Breakker is another one of them, obviously. And he's going to SmackDown. Alba Fyre is in a team with... Is it like JC Jane or something? I don't know shit about the new people. JC Jane is a person. Does she team with... Oh, Gigi Dolan. Okay, no, that's a different team. My bad. Right? Oh, she's in Chase University. What? The Chase U calendar. Oh, she created the calendar. That's a new thing they're doing in NXT, apparently. See, when I talk about NXT now, I feel like that old, like... You know, back in my day, we had dial-up, so you could only go on the phone or use the internet. You had to pick one or the other back in the day. Like, I feel like, you know, I'm like, oh, back in the day, we had Adam Cole, baby. Like, I don't get the new stuff. Like, there's not as many stars in NXT. And I get it. That's like their brooding ground. They're trying to become something. But I'm not with it entirely. I'm not in NXT right now. It sucks because, like I said, it used to be good when it was all just indie people. But now all the indie people go to AEW. So who do we have left in NXT? I don't know. Anyway, that was the news and rumors of the week. I really went off on a tangent talking about Bron Breakker coming to SmackDown. Andrade used to be in NXT too, right? And then he was one of those guys that's like, you know, had the NXT championship, did his great run, had Zelina in his corner, had that match with Drew, had that match with Gargano, had that match with... I don't know. Who did he lose the title to? Could have been Drew. Maybe. Or was Drew before? I think Drew... I don't fucking remember now. All the NXT champions... fuck, that's... You know, that's an idea. I think I can do a new segment here. Because I have to fill some time. So, what I'm going to do... I'm going to not touch my keyboard. I don't have anything pulled up. I'm going to try to name all the NXT champions. From start to finish. I don't know why I'm doing this on the show. Let's talk about Dubby, the game-changing energy drink that kicks sugar to the curb and leaves crashes in the past. Say goodbye to those old tasteless energy drinks, and hello to sustained, clean energy that keeps you going without the jitters. Dubby comes in a wide variety of flavors and is jam-packed with natural ingredients and vitamins, giving you the boost you need without all the guilt. Whether you're hitting the gym, getting some dubs, or just need a pick-me-up, Dubby's got your back. And the best part? If you use discount code THISISDILLY at checkout, you save 10%. That's right, use discount code THISISDILLY and get 10% off store-wide. Get yours today and see why Dilly chooses Dubby. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dilly Apparel. Here you'll find a little bit of everything. From hilarious tees to eye-catching hoodies, we've got something for just about every style. With graphics from various different projects and more being added all the time, surely you'll find something that fits you. Express yourself with Dilly Apparel, because life's too short to wear boring clothes. Visit dillyapparel.ca today and let your wardrobe do the talking. That's dillyapparel.ca. But here's to prove that I really liked NXT. The very first NXT champion was Seth Rollins. He beat Jinder Mahal in the finals to win the first ever NXT championship. Number two was Big E, who beat Seth Rollins. Number three was Bo Dallas, who beat Big E. Number four was Neville, who beat Bo Dallas right before he went and did his Bo Eve stuff. Who beat Neville? Could it have been Sammy? Did Sammy beat Neville? Was that quick? Or was there somebody between? Because I think I have it right up till this point. So I remember Neville and Bo did the cool ladder match. And I think that's where Neville won. And then I can't think of like a heel that would have beat Neville. Did Kevin Owens show? No, Sami Zayn showed up way before Kevin Owens did. But I remember Sammy lost his to KO. Samoa Joe is later than both of those. Okay, so we got Seth, Big E, Bo, Neville. Is that really as far as we got? Bo didn't beat Big E, did he? Shit, I'm already fumbling. So it was Seth, who lost to Big E, who lost to Bo, who lost to Neville, who lost to Sammy, who lost to KO, who lost to Finn? Shit. I gotta think. Did Finn win the title in his first run with NXT? Yeah, absolutely he did. He totally did. And then he went on to fight Joe. And then Finn beat Joe. And then Joe beat Finn. I think they did like a little swap with the belt. Because I remember they did like that house show in somewhere in Massachusetts. They did like a steel cage match, and I think Joe won. Damn. It's getting hard. It's getting hard now. I was very much still watching the program. But who beat Joe for the title? Was it just Finn, and then Finn went and lost it to somebody? Oh, man. I think I got it right up to this point. Although I am a little worried that it wasn't Zayn that beat Neville. That's kind of the one thing that I can't quite put my finger on. Although, I think they might have done a triple threat for Sammy to win. I think it was Neville, Breeze, and Zayn, I think. I went to an NXT house show around that point, and that's literally the triple threat they did. I think they did it on a takeover, too. So we'll say Neville's beaten by Zayn. Does Zayn lose to Joe? That doesn't feel right either in my head. Like, when the fuck did Sami Zayn fight Samoa Joe? I feel like I'm missing a big step here, but I cannot put my finger on who it would have been. Shit, I don't know, man. I don't... I'm gonna go... Instead of me just fumbling my words here, I'm gonna go look up a list of NXT champions and see if I can remember them correctly. Because I feel like I'm fucking up. I'm losing here. Okay, so the first, Seth Rollins, Big E, Bo Dallas, Neville, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Finn Balor, Samoa Joe, Shinsuke beat Joe. Right, I do recall that. And then Samoa Joe beat Shinsuke. I thought Joe and Balor swapped the belts a little bit more than they did. I thought they, like, passed them back and forth for half a second. Okay, so then Shinsuke beat Joe, Joe beat Shinsuke, Shinsuke beat Joe again. And then, so Samoa Joe was the first two-time NXT champ. I knew that. And then, oh, Bobby Roode beat Shinsuke. And then Drew beat Bobby. Andrade beat him. Then Aleister Black came in. Shit. Damn. Okay. Then Tommaso Ciampa beat Aleister Black. See, I would not have remembered that one. I do not remember that match happening. Oh, he just went on a random episode of NXT. Wow. And that was his Goldie run. And he held it for almost a year. Holy shit. Is that the longest NXT title reign? No, no. Bo Dallas held it for 280 days. Are you fucking kidding me? Finn held it for 292. I can believe that. He was champ for a good bit. And then Tommaso had to lose. He vacated his title because he needed neck surgery. I do remember that. That was heartbreaking. And then Cole's like, or not Cole, Gargano's like, hey, I'm gonna take that belt because fuck you, Ciampa. So he takes the belt. Adam Cole beats Gargano. Adam Cole gets beat by Keith Lee. This is around the time where I stopped watching. So yeah, I was watching a bit into COVID because that was July 1st, 2020. So yeah, I was watching for a bit into COVID. That's good to know. Because then Karrion Kross beat Keith Lee. And I remember I was kind of watching at that point, but not as consistently as I used to be. Like, I used to watch it every week. And then Finn Balor beats Kross after... No, the title got vacated. Oh, he separated his shoulder. Oh, he won the belt and then immediately lost it because he got injured in the match. Heartbreaking. NXT championships being vacated is very common, apparently. Then Finn Balor won the belt after a 60-minute Fatal 4-Way Iron Man match. I feel like I remember them doing that match. Oh, man. I totally remember them doing that, but I don't think I watched it. I remember hearing about it, and I remember being like, oh, man, that's cool shit. And then Karrion Kross beat Finn. Samoa Joe won the belt again? I don't remember. Yeah, that's really the point where I kind of drop off. Because I do not remember Joe holding the belt in 2021 at all. When did he have to vacate it? Like, less than a month later. Joe later had clarified. Oh, Joe relinquished the belt after what was reported as an unspecified injury. But it later just found out that he had COVID. So he couldn't have the belt. Then Ciampa won. This is NXT 2.0. Yeah. Not with that. Not with that program. And then Bron Breakker beat Ciampa. I feel like that would have been a match. I don't know if that would have been a good match. I don't know about that. And then Bron lost to Dolph. Bron beat Dolph. Then Carmelo Hayes beat Bron. And now Ilya Dragunov, as of September 30th, is champion. Yeah. It's not the same. You look at Ilya Dragunov, and then you look at, like, Aleister Black, like... Then you look at, you know, Finn Balor in his NXT days. Like, how is that the same brand? How is that the same thing? I'm not with it. I'm not with it. Anyway, nothing against Ilya Dragunov. I'm sure he's fine. But not with the program. Not with it. Too many new kids. Too many young bucks in there. Get some old folks in there. Get Goldberg down in NXT, goddammit. Get Brock Lesnar down in NXT. Oh, yeah, I was going to cover more news and rumors, but I kind of forgot. I was going to cover Brock Lesnar. Apparently, he's done with WWE with the whole Vince thing. John Laurinaitis' lawyer claims that he's a victim in the whole case, which I didn't want to read to begin with. Yeah, I didn't want to read those things, so I'm happy I didn't have to, and I just rambled about NXT for like 20 minutes instead. Works for me. Anyway, it's time for the main event of the evening. I know it's been a weird episode. Like I said, the news is just not... There's not much going on this week in light of the Vince McMahon situation. But we are going to be talking about probably the most important news there is to talk about. And that is Cody Rhodes winning the Royal Rumble. Punk got injured. We're not going to talk about that. Punk's gone. He's not going to be there at Mania. We're not going to get the beautiful Seth and Punk match. Seth has nothing to do at Mania. Unless he does. On Monday Night Raw, they were setting up for potentially Cody Rhodes fighting Roman Reigns. Or Cody Rhodes not fighting Roman Reigns. Cody Rhodes fighting Seth Rollins in the main event of WrestleMania 40 instead of Roman Reigns, which is obviously the plan going forward. So this promo has probably got a lot of people stirring, especially like whereas Punk got hurt. But let me put it to you like this. That promo was happening on Raw either way. Even if Punk was not hurt, that promo was going to happen. Seth was going to try to talk Cody into fighting him at Mania because he wants to fight Cody. He wants that thing. I feel like that would have been a good spot for Punk to come out and be like, hey, fuck you, Cody. Get the shit out of here. You have a fucking tribal chief to go beat. Seth, I want your ass at Mania. Like, I feel like they probably could have done something more like that. But that promo would have happened either way. They're going to try to make it seem like, oh, Cody's not going to pick to fight Roman. But let me look at it like this. I'm going to talk from a very unbiased point of view, and I'm going to look at both of those matches side by side. Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins or Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. What are the pros and cons to both of these matches? Which would be the better match to go with? So I have a big list of points as to why the Rollins match would be good. I have a much smaller list for the reasons I think the Roman Reigns match would be good. But we're going to be talking about both of them, and we're going to start with Seth Rollins. Let's start with Rollins just to keep it fresh. So on Monday Night Raw, this is a point I have on my list because it was brought up, and I was thinking of this point too before Seth even mentioned it, but Dusty Rhodes held the World Championship. He never held the WWE Championship. So Cody's all about his undying love for his father. The American dream, baby. Dusty Rhodes, daddy. He's all about Dusty Rhodes. He wants to be Dusty Rhodes. If you want to be Dusty Rhodes, you got to win his title. That was a very, very good point to bring up on Raw. Because that is like the Dusty Rhodes title. It's the big gold. It's the new equivalent, but it's the big gold. If you want to be Dusty Rhodes, you got to win Dusty's title. Great point to bring up, and I certainly, certainly do agree with that point. Another point I do agree with is a match with Seth Rollins would be 1,000 times better than a match with Reigns. Now, I'm not shitting on Reigns, but his matches are all the exact same, so I guess I am kind of shitting on Reigns. He's not that great. He has a character. He's okay in the ring. He's okay on the mic. He's okay. He's mid. He's average. Obviously, they have a fucking raging hard-on for him, and I get that because, you know, Samoan, legacy, blah, blah, blah. They've already done so much with him. He's, you know, he's the guy. He's the big dog. He's the tribal chief. He's the head of the table, Cole. I don't know why I tried to turn into JBL there. Cody Rhodes and Reigns, we saw that match. It was mid. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. We've seen Cody fight Rollins too, though. Every time they've fought, it's been an amazing match. Every single time. Cody had a torn titty and he had a great fucking match against Seth Rollins. That is not only telling you how great of a worker Cody is and how great of a worker Seth is, it's telling you how good their chemistry is. They work so well together that a match between those two would be leaps and bounds better than a match with Cody versus Reigns. I agree. It's a great point. by me. Another point that I think is interesting, a reason that I think a match with Rollins could be better, Rollins would have to turn heel. And they could very well go into Mania all buddy-buddy. Oh, we're gonna have this match and we're going to shake hands afterwards. Or Seth could turn diabolical heel and just everybody hates him. I think that would be great. I want Seth to be a heel again. The only problem with that is he has his song, which fans would still sing it because people are fucking marks. But, like, you know, he has his song. He comes out and he's talking like this and he's talking like that. He's too goofy. And I don't think he wants to stop doing the goofy shit. Although a reinvention would be nice, I certainly think. It's been a while since he's done anything too spectacular, too serious. I don't need to see his fancy suits and his funny shoes. Like, I'm kind of getting sick of that. I think one more good heel run from Rollins right now would be great. It'd be money. It'd be a draw. I would love to see Rollins as a heel. Not saying he's a bad face, because right now, yes, he is extremely entertaining. Everything he's doing right now is great. But a big change to his character coming into WrestleMania would be great. It would be money. It would be a huge deal. It would give people more of a reason to want to watch his match, because it's not the same Seth Rollins you're used to. It's a different, angrier, meaner, vicious, like, callback to, like, Thunderdome era, where he was ripping Rey Mysterio's eyeball out. Like, give me that. I want that. Give me Rollins as, like, the Joker. Just, obviously, the villain, but he's, like, super loopy. He can still do his laughing and shit. Like, that's kind of what he was doing in the Thunderdome. He was kind of being the Joker. Super villain, super bad guy, laughing, joking, just maniacal. He lost it. He cracked. He broke. Give me that again. Give me an iteration of that, because Rollins can reinvent himself. We know this. We've seen this, because you really, in order to understand that statement, you have to go back to when Rollins started. He was in the Shield, didn't talk much. That's just kind of what the Shield was. He wasn't really much there. Big, serious, angry, I'm going to kick your ass. And then afterwards, he became the Architect, where he, you know, joined the Authority. Heel, serious, I'm going to kick your ass. Kind of the same thing, but he talked a little bit more. Then, after that, he had, like, his face run, which is, it got boring towards the end because he was doing the same shit he's doing now. He was the workhorse. He was always there, always wrestling, and we got bored of him. That's exactly what's happening to him now, which is tragic, but it will happen. He's using himself, and they're using him just so much, too much, honestly, where it's kind of getting boring. It's not as boring as it was in, like, 2018, 2019, when he was, like, feuding with Corbin for what felt like fucking forever, when he was doing the shit with his, like, with Becky and Lacey Evans and Corbin. No, that was, like, when it was the straw that broke the camel's back. Nobody wanted to see that anymore, so they got rid of it. Thank fuck. Give me a good, maniacal heel Seth Rollins. He can change himself. He knows what to do. His face run was kind of bland as well. After that, you started getting back into his heel character, like the Thunderdome era Rollins, where he was the super maniacal. He had friends, like, he had Murphy, he had the Authors of Pain, which is kind of what Karrion Kross is doing, except slightly different. You know. And then, of course, now you have Seth freaking Rollins, where he's still maniacal, still laughing, but he's not trying to rip your eyeballs out of your head, you know? He's the workhorse, funny guy now. He can reinvent himself. I'd love to see a new iteration of his character come from him. And what's a better place to debut that at than WrestleMania? Of course, if he can make it to Mania with his hurt knee, I think. I don't remember what's going on with Rollins. He's hurt. Was he the MCL guy? Yeah, I think Rollins is the MCL guy. There's too many injuries going on right now. Like, you got Punk out with his fucking triceps. You got Seth out with his MCL. Like, we're going into Mania season, and, like, the big stars are getting hurt. This is like when you're playing season mode on the WWE games, and, like, you're coming up to a pay-per-view, and it's like, oh, shit, this dude's injured for 3 weeks. What the fuck am I going to do now? It's season mode. The final point as to why I think Cody picking Rollins would be a better idea is we would get the Reigns versus Rock mega match. Now, I'm not saying that match is going to be any fucking good. As a matter of fact, that match will be dog shit. But it's the fact that that match could happen in this day and age that is interesting. Like, The Rock obviously is like the most famous person alive, but he also wrestles. He hasn't done it in a long time. A big return match for The Rock on the grandest stage of them all, the 40th anniversary of WrestleMania versus Roman Reigns. He would lose, obviously. I don't think Reigns is losing at Mania to begin with, let's be fair. It's just not in the cards, I don't think. I think they're going to wait till SummerSlam. But, you know, a Rock versus Reigns match would be good business. People would be interested, like, outside of the marks, like us, like we could have our Seth and Cody as the wrestling marks and be like, oh, this is our Mania main event, but then have, you know, Roman and Rock, and it's like, oh, The Rock's here, that's kind of cool, it's not really, he hasn't wrestled in like a decade, not a good match, but like, you know, it's still there, the luster is still there, and it brings in all the outside attention too, which brings there to be more money, and they're looking for good news among this Vince McMahon stuff that's happening. They're scrubbing him clean, giving him the Benoit treatment. They want good stories coming out of this. So why not have The Rock come back? Have his match. He already teased it on an episode of SmackDown. Give him his match. And the last point as to why I think Cody should maybe choose Seth Rollins is to let Roman Reigns beat Hogan's record without having to beat Cody again. I do want Roman Reigns to beat Hogan's record. I want it to just be a thing. I want to be a part of... Well, he's already had a historic reign. He's had the third longest championship reign, kind of. They mix it up a lot. Their records are very not clear, and they're very not good. But as far as reigns go, he's had the third longest. I believe it's the third. Why not let him get number two? Let him beat out Hulk Hogan. He's never beaten Sam Martino's, like, five-year consecutive reign. That's not going to happen. But let him beat... Or was it 7 years consecutively in, like, nine total years? I don't remember. But let him beat Hogan's reign. Well, second longest reign of all time. Big deal. Big news story. Make it happen. Lose the title at SummerSlam, because I think at SummerSlam, he'll be past that point where he could easily just drop the title and boom, there you go. So let's talk about reasons why Cody should choose Roman Reigns to fight at WrestleMania 40. It would allow Seth to take on someone new. That's an interesting idea. I mean, you have so much time until WrestleMania, you could easily build up a match. You could totally build up a Seth Drew match and make it meaningful, because obviously the idea going into WrestleMania is originally Punk and Rollins. No hiding that. Could still happen if the Punk injury is a work, which I almost think it is by the fact that he was getting attacked on his tricep on Raw. Not going to talk about that. But, you know, if Seth doesn't fight Punk and doesn't fight Cody, it gives him a chance to fight someone new, someone who's thirsty, someone who needs a title shot. I'm saying Drew's a possibility, LA Knight's a possibility. There's a lot of people you could put against Rollins there where, you know, Cody could go do his thing with Roman. It's possible, but, you know, we'll see. And the last thing, I only have two things in defense of Roman Reigns, but this one is the kicker. The reason Cody needs to choose Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40 is because he needs to finish the story with beating Reigns. Because at this point, he started off at the beginning of his WWE run saying, I'm here to finish the story. He wants to main event Mania, he wants to win the title. But after that, he wins the Rumble, goes on to Mania, fights Roman Reigns, and he loses. That's another chapter in his story. The story is that he lost to Reigns, and now his new story is that he needs to go to Mania and do it again. But this time, he needs to beat Roman Reigns. That's the story. The story is not Seth Rollins. That's what it comes down to. We don't need that story right now. That could be something to look at in the future, a big title match between the two. But right now, the story is beating Reigns, taking Reigns' title, getting revenge for losing at WrestleMania 39. That's as simple as it gets. He needs to fight Reigns. Would I love to see him fight Rollins for all of the reasons I mentioned? Absolutely, it would be great. But he needs to take on Reigns. He needs to beat Reigns. Like I said, though, I don't think Reigns is losing the title at Mania, so that puts us in a bit of a pickle. He could lose the title at Mania. Let's be real, he could. Third place is still a place. I don't know, though. I feel like they really want him to beat the record, because they're not talking about the record. They're not talking about how close he is to beating second place. They're not talking about it. If they were talking about it, they'd be setting him up to lose. They're not. They don't want anyone thinking about it. They don't want that idea crossing anyone's mind until the time is now. The time is now to beat the record. We'll see. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. Who should Cody face at WrestleMania? Let me know in the comments section below, or on my Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, at This Is Dilly. Let me know over there, too. Hope you guys did enjoy this episode of Ring the Bell. I have been your host, as always. This is Dilly. Make sure to follow me on the social media platforms I just mentioned. I'm doing my ad all sorts of wrong. Go to dillyapparel.ca to buy yourself the finest in Ring the Bell Pro Wrestling Podcast merchandise. We have a new shirt added just about every week for Ring the Bell. Here's this week's shirt. There you go. Go get that one. That's a good one. Go check out my Road to WrestleMania series on the Dilly Plays channel. It's youtube.com/@DillyPlays, I believe, unless it's Dilly Plays YT. Just look up Dilly Plays, you'll fucking find it. It's also linked in my link tree. It's linked in my social medias. You'll find it somewhere. Without any further ado, Raven, you got any words to say? I just remembered that I just kind of have a Raven dude. Dude's just fucking chilling back here. I don't know why, but he is. Anyway, guys, as always, this has been Dilly. Thank you for watching. Bye. See ya. Ciao for now. See ya next week on Ring the Bell, a Pro Wrestling Podcast. Let's talk about Dubby, the game-changing energy drink that kicks sugar to the curb and leaves crashes in the past. Say goodbye to those old tasteless energy drinks, and hello to sustained, clean energy that keeps you going without the jitters. Dubby comes in a wide variety of flavors and is jam-packed with natural ingredients and vitamins, giving you the boost you need without all the guilt. Whether you're hitting the gym, getting some dubs, or just need a pick-me-up, Dubby's got your back. And the best part? If you use discount code THISISDILLY at checkout, you save 10%. That's right, use discount code THISISDILLY and get 10% off store-wide. Get yours today and see why Dilly chooses Dubby. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dilly Apparel. Here you'll find a little bit of everything. From hilarious tees to eye-catching hoodies, we've got something for just about every style. With graphics from various different projects and more being added all the time, surely you'll find something that fits you. Express yourself with Dilly Apparel, because life's too short to wear boring clothes. Visit dillyapparel.ca today and let your wardrobe do the talking. That's dillyapparel.ca.